Jim entered the gym smiling, still wearing the same wide grin that he had been wearing all day. His grin faltered a bit when he saw Scarfunk behind the table of Christmas treats. Red and gold ribbons hung, all of them held up by duct tape. With Scarfunk was the principal and a couple teachers. They were talking quietly and drinking round after round of coffee. Jim liked coffee. He would sometimes drink 6 cups before school and end up beating up some first grader when the teachers were not looking. Jim was one of the first to arrive. He seated himself in the front row. Memories of Scarfunk made him nervous. Something about being pinched hard all over once 3 years ago. He still had a patch of scarred, discolored skin from one of those pinches. But his reindeer was on its way, high speed. Jim's grin returned. He was ready for some entertainment. Chester filed in with his Easter Bunny cohorts. They were grinning happily and in a good mood. Rose even waved to the principal when they found their seats on the opposite side of Jim. Some more of Jim's camp joined him, and the two sides glared at each other. Although many grins broke out here and there, Russell Payton hurried inside and found a spot by the far right side where he could be away from the others and fidget in the darkness.
"Hello, students,"
the principal said into the microphone that distorted his voice on the cheap PA system.
"Merry Christmas treat for you today. Reverend Scarfunk is gonna tell you a story, and looks like he has some treats for you as well."
Principal stepped aside and Scarfunk approached the microphone.
"Merry Christmas! I think you all know the story about Santa Claus."
The Santa cult cheered. Mild applause rippled through the rest of the crowd.
"But did you know that Santa has a brother?"
The Santa cult suddenly fell into a stunned silence, fear beginning to get to them.
"His brother's name is Black Peter."
The Santa cult turned pale at the mention of that name. Only Jim kept faith. Something big was coming. And it was gonna be so cool.
"Black Peter punishes bad kids. Black Peter brings them painful whippings and coals for their stockings. Black Peter enters bad kids' houses at night and makes their daddies die. Black Peter follows Satan like a dog of